This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, That Dog Don't Hunt. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're convicted of domestic violence, it's a federal crime for you to possess a firearm. But how does that law stand up in a shootout with the Second Amendment that protects a citizen's right to bear arms? This case involved a man convicted under a law that makes it a federal crime for somebody who's been convicted of a crime of domestic violence to possess a firearm. He admitted to his probation officer he'd gone deer hunting with his father's 12-gauge Winchester. He appealed his conviction on the grounds of the Heller case, where the U.S. Supreme Court threw out a District of Columbia law that banned the right to possess firearms. Unfortunately, the defendant it not only made a mistake going hunting, but he made a second mistake claiming a constitutional right to hunt. The court said the Heller case protects the basic right of self-defense, while hunting is an ancillary right and is not worthy of the core protection of the Second Amendment. The court ordered a review of his conviction, but keeping guns out of the hands of domestic abusers will probably pass muster. So even though you have the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment, when it comes to wife beaters, short sleeves have been given short shrift. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.